Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. American basketball star Brittany Griner today will formally appeal her drug conviction in Russia. NPR's Charles Maines has the story from Moscow.
Brittany Griner won't be attending her own court appeal. She'll be watching a video feed of the proceedings from a detention center outside Moscow. Her legal team has issued a statement saying Griner does not expect any miracles, but hopes the appeals judge might reduce her 9-year sentence for carrying a small amount of hash oil into Russia last February. Whatever the court's decision, it likely concludes the appeals process, and that is significant in itself. The White House says it's made a substantial offer for a prisoner exchange with Russia to free Griner and another American, former Marine Paul Whelan, and the Kremlin has signaled it's open to a deal, but insisted before that happens, Griner's legal proceedings have to come to a formal close. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
With the winter months approaching, the White House is encouraging Americans to get updated COVID-19 vaccine shots. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that President Biden is set to get his latest booster today.
The booster President Biden is getting is the new bivalent shot, formulated to target the original coronavirus strain, as well as the BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants, which are currently circulating. The new booster has been available for weeks. It was authorized in late August. Biden is just now getting his because he tested positive in July and then came down with a rebound case. Experts recommend waiting 90 days following an infection. Before rolling up his sleeve, the president is expected to deliver remarks on vaccines and the pandemic, as the White House warns of the potential for another winter surge in infections. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Jury selection continues today in the New York fraud trial of the Trump Organization. As NPR's Ilya Marich reports, prosecutors and defense attorneys are trying to seat an impartial panel.
On the first day of questioning, 130 prospective jurors were brought in. 18 of them answered general questions about their careers and families, and also their news consumption, and whether they have strong opinions on tax policy. Now each legal team has the chance to ask them more precise questions before making any challenges, and then on to the next bunch. It will likely take several more days to seat a jury. Donald Trump himself is not charged in the case, and he insists his company did nothing wrong. On social media Monday, he said, "No case like this has ever been brought before in the United States." Ilya Marets, NPR News, New York.
The Justice Department has indicted 13 people in 3 separate cases involving alleged efforts to promote China's interests in the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says 2 of the suspects are accused of trying to obstruct a DOJ investigation. Merrick says the defendants targeted a law enforcement official who turned out to be a double agent working with the FBI. This is NPR. Environmental activists are expressing outrage over Coca-Cola's sponsorship of the UN Climate Conference beginning next month. Critics say the company is a major contributor to plastic pollution and calls Coke's endorsement of the conference an example of how corporations use marketing to cleanse their reputations. Coca-Cola says its participation underscores the company's ambitious plans to cut its emissions and to clean up plastic waste in the ocean. A cyclone lashing the west coast of Bangladesh is being blamed for at least 9 deaths as well as damage to homes and infrastructure. The storm made landfall early today near Barisal. As NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai, the evacuations of hundreds of thousands of people likely spared some lives.
The Bangladeshi government has halted all river ferries across the country, closed 3 airports, and is evacuating hundreds of thousands of people from coastal areas. Cyclone Sitrang is already dumping heavy rain on Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, and carrying winds of up to 55 miles an hour. 10-foot storm surge is in the forecast. Bangladesh is a river delta nation. Almost the entire country is at sea level, and thus on the front lines of climate change. The government has invested in good flood warning systems, which have been credited with saving lives amid increasingly erratic weather like this. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares closed mixed, down a fraction in Shanghai and Hong Kong, up 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.